Oh, yes. 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. And from his basement, we're joined by our friend Wayne Harvey of WABI TV5. Hello, Wayne.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, sir?
I am, repetitively looking at the forecast for Saturday. I'm stressed out about Friday, making sure the paint goes down on the grass nicely and everything lines up perfectly. This is a week where my neuroses really probably get the best.
Well, look, we've played in less than perfect conditions before. It'll be fine.
Hey, if there's a little bit of a shower, maybe it's the only way to cool off the bats of downtown of the Rich Kimball.
That may be the case. This is hard to believe, the 10th annual Wiffle for a Wish. When you started this thing, first of all, did you ever imagine it would go so well that you'd get the response and that it would last this long?
I had no idea on either account. The first year we raised $2,000 and I was over the moon. I was like, oh, look at that. That's great. Look what we did. And I thought, well, let's see how long this lasts. And here we are still going, and we've raised more than $85,000 and doing well again this year. So,
well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's mind-numbing how far this has gone.
It all gets underway Saturday morning over at the Union Street Complex. And what are you looking at, the mid to upper 20s for teams?
29 teams are signed up.
Man.
So we are great that way. And a couple of teams, and this is what I love about this tournament, is that there are teams that said, hey, wherever you need us to play, we'll play. We'd like to play in this division, but if you need us to go up one, we need us to go down one, we'll do whatever, and we'll play accordingly. So I had a couple of teams that I had to kind of juggle to make numbers work, but everybody is in place, and we are ready to go for Saturday with 29 teams.
And
29 teams playing wiffle ball, by the way.
That's crazy.
They're mostly adults.
Is it three divisions or four?
Three divisions.
All right, so you got the open division. These are people who either are or once were athletes.
Yes, and are currently do or have in the past played in tournaments or practice a lot. Yes.
All right, and then where is the downtown team? Are we in is it the executive or the classic division?
You were in the middle level. The semi-pro division. Want to call it that? The semi-pro. You guys are 20-4 all time, by the way.
Yeah,
you played 24 games and you've won 20 of them.
And I believe we've only lost one game in pool play through the years.
That's pretty impressive, Rich.
Well, despite our physical appearance, there is a little bit of ability. I think what it is they look at us and say, well, these guys are going to be terrible. And we sort of give them a false sense of security. And then you never know what's going to happen once you get out there in the field.
Well, I think they assume that you're going to be old and tired.
Yeah. Well,
you've got a young child at home who's worn you out, and there's no way that you're going to be any good. So they'll just throw fat ones over the middle. And they just can't get it by your bat, Rich. They just can't.
Well, yeah, I'm a table setter. I'm a leadoff guy. All I do is I just get on base. Find a way to get on base. Let the big bats take care of business and go from there. And who are we up against this year? We got the Bad News Bears back again?
You guys, you didn't see the live draw on Facebook yet?
I saw part of it, and it was mostly open division. And I didn't even know if you'd get to the loser, the classic division.
I did the executive division first, which is the just for fun teams, the ones that want to go out and just kind of enjoy the day, raise a couple of bucks for Make-A-Wish and play, and have no real designs of being great wiffle ball players. And then I did your division, and there are a couple of teams gunning for downtown. I'll point it out right now. Your old friend, in quotation marks, Ryan Waning has a team in this year.
I saw that. I'm wondering if his guys are going to play with singlets, because then I would cheer for them.
Yeah, so his group, Pro Wrestling Takeover, is in, and he said specifically, I said, you know, what division you want to play in? Whatever Rich is in. And I said, okay, I'll put you in there. And lo and behold, your opening game, 9 a.m., is with Pro Wrestling Takeover.
That's fantastic. We love it.
And the Bad News Bears are back. You play them at 10. Because this year you guys get four games.
Right, right, right. I like that.
Because of the odd number of the bracket, so yeah, I had to do a little massaging there. And then you get to play Scott Sassone's Dirty Mike and the Boys, the team that won your executive division last year and now moved up to play against you.
Now we like those guys. They're always fun to play.
All eyes are targeted right on downtown.
Well, you know, we go out there just to have fun. We belong in the executive division. We have no delusions about any of this. We just go out to enjoy ourselves, have a nice time, help the cause. That's all it's about.
And win some games.
If we win, that's nice too.
And it feels like we've taken one step closer to my lifelong dream of an afternoon show tag team getting into the wrestling ring.
You are one step away. It's all going to be one step
come
over
on,
the rope for Kerry.
We play him in wiffle ball. The next, the grudge rematch, no matter the result, has to be in the ring.
Steel cage match.
Yeah.
With Pro Wrestling Takeover. Yeah, but they're real wrestlers. You know, we're radio guys.
Yeah, but so?
You're coming off the turnbuckle quick, big man, because I'll need help in a heartbeat there. So all these teams, it all gets underway on Saturday morning, and there are all kinds of ways for people to help out. Obviously, you can come watch, but while you're there, you can buy raffle tickets. You don't have to be playing in the tournament to get into the raffle.
No, you can do that. We have something that's probably for just about anyone who's listening to you. We have a Bruins puck signed by Rick Nash. We have a signed photo of Rafael Devers. He's been doing all right this year.
Yeah.
We actually today, I just found out today, we're going to have a UMaine Athletics ticket package. The UMaine Black Bears sent me or are sending me a package that's going to include tickets to football, hockey, men's and women's basketball.
That's fantastic.
The games of your choosing.
Yeah.
So you get to pick which games you want to go to in the home schedule, and see you later. Off you go for free by paying a $5 raffle ticket prize. There's tickets to the Zac Brown Band concert. There's an Old Town kayak from Old Town Canoe, a 10-foot vapor kayak. And this is the best part, because you can do your Christmas shopping right now and get this all done. We have a gold necklace, a 14-karat gold necklace with a tourmaline pendant from Quality Jewelers, valued at $549, that you can get for $5 on a raffle ticket. If you win, you get to let her open that up on an anniversary, on a birthday, on Christmas, and you are Hero Boy for $5.
Wow, that's a heck of a deal. You got the Home Run Derby again this year as well?
Home Run Derby is 11:30 to 1:30. I'll pitch in that one, so if you ever want to, you know, hit a wiffle ball as hard as possible back at my head, there's your chance. More than one person has done that in this event. But the person with the most home runs wins. It's $5 for 10 swings, and we do that for a couple hours, and that's really one of the fun times of the tournament, too, is I get to heckle, and then people get to hit wiffle balls back at my face.
I have to say, for me, and I think for a lot of us who are lucky enough to get to participate in this, the absolute highlight every year is when you get one of the Make-A-Wish kids to come throw out the first ball on Saturday morning.
And I actually just... I don't know, an hour ago, maybe, talked to Make-A-Wish, and I found out who the family is, and it is actually the child that the money we raised last year helped grant their wish.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which is going to be amazing. That's going to be, that's the highlight, because you see what we're there for, why, you know, yeah, it's great to see who wins, and it's great to have a little trophy at the end of it, but really, it's for a kid in the state of Maine and their family to get a wish granted for people that really are having a hard time, that need a break from doctor's visits, from appointments, and really scary stuff that, you know, kids shouldn't have to deal with. But this gives them a break, and that's what it's for, is you get a chance to meet these families and see these people and see what us acting like idiots all day playing wiffle ball really does for the community.
And over the 9+ years, what is it, something like a dozen wishes that you've been able to grant?
13 wishes so far. We're really close to the 14th. We may actually even cross the 15 plateau for total wishes that we've granted this year.
Now that is fantastic. Hey, away from...
I would like, my goal is to raise $14,500 this year. That gets us to $100,000 total for 10 years. And then if I could just do $10,000 a year after that, that'd be awesome. But I would like to, I really have that goal of, can I reach $100,000 this year? We're going to be close. We're probably going to need to raise $4,000 or $5,000 a day of to get there. But we've done it in the past, so I'm crossing my fingers that we can do it again.
Well, step up, because it's such a great cause, and it helps kids right here in our area. That's the best part of it, and to see it, as you will, up close and personal on Saturday morning, man, it just makes you feel good to be even a small part of that.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have to play in the tournament to come watch the opening ceremonies and meet the family. We'll do our rules meeting at 8:30, and about 8:40, 8:45, somewhere in there, the family will be on hand, and they'll throw out the first pitch, and it's one of the best parts for me, because you get to see, you know, these 150 guys standing there, and typically it's a little kid who's 7, 8, 11 years old or whatever, and it really puts everything into perspective.
It's all this weekend, a Saturday, regardless of the weather, at the Union Street Athletic Complex. Now, you mentioned rules. So with these wrestling guys, do we have to worry about them grabbing a foreign substance before the game?
I would check and see if they've hidden any foreign objects.
Okay.
I don't know how closely you want to search their singlet, but you can.
I believe that's the commissioner's duty.
I don't believe that's my role at all. I think that's up to you guys.
Hey, away from this for just a moment, what's going on with your recipe?
That's a great question. I haven't heard anything. I won't hear anything about the national finalists until November 11th through the 13th or somewhere when they announce it, which, oddly enough, is right around my birthday.
Wow. So can people still go online and vote, or is it all over?
No, my voting wrapped up July 3rd. There's the other regions you can go vote for if you want to go see what the other regions are doing. Yes, you can go vote for the other regions. They just finished up the Southeast, and now they are on, I don't know which region they're on now, Midwest region?
Well, we cast our votes here. Like I said, there would have been more if we actually had the French toast right here in front of us. But yeah, we did our part to help out the Wayne Harvey cause.
You certainly did, and I appreciate every minute of it.
Well, Wayne, it pains.
What I don't appreciate is Carrie sending threats of "I better have some French toast."
Well, there's that.
I still would take some French toast at any time that you'd like to drop it off, and you can start mending some fences.
And it does pain, especially Carrie, to give you any credit, but you and your wife Courtney and everybody who's involved in this, but you know, it takes the guy planning everything out to make it happen. You've done such a phenomenal job on this through the years. It really is a great event. We look forward to it every year. So congratulations on that. Let's hope for decent weather, but overall a great day, no matter what the weather is come Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. And I can't wait for it. It's the highlight of the summer for me. It's so much fun. During the day of, I don't really do much. I wander around and I talk to people and I take some photos, and my wife does all the heavy lifting that day. So, yeah, it's a super fun day for me. Yeah, I have a blast.
Well, we'll see you there. Wayne, we appreciate it, and good luck getting everything together, and we'll see you bright and early on Saturday.
All right, be ready, and I think we may even have coffee for you if you need that Saturday.
I like that. So. That's excellent. Thanks, Wayne.
All right, bye.
It's Wayne Harvey, WABI TV5, Wayne's Whiffle for a Wish, the Union Street Complex in Bangor, coming up this Saturday morning, the opening presentation around 8:30 or so, and then games get going at 9 o'clock. And again, you can come out, watch, buy raffle tickets, just write them a check to help out the cause as well, as they try to close in on $100,000 over the course of 10 years. That really is phenomenal.